Listening Library presents When is a Planet Not a Planet? The Story of Pluto by Elaine Scott. Read for you by Pete Larkin. Introduction. My very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas. A silly sentence, yet school children have memorized it for years because it helps them remember the planets in our solar system. The first letter of every word stands for a planet in the order of how close it is to the sun. My very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Mercury is the planet closest to the sun, and tiny Pluto is the farthest away. That is, until recently. Pluto is still there, of course, along with the planets, asteroids, comets, meteors, and bits of space rock and ice. Pluto is part of our solar system. Pluto and all those other objects orbit or travel around the sun. However, on August 24, 2006, the International Astronomical Union, IAU, a group of individual astronomers and astronomical societies from around the world, made an announcement. They declared that Pluto was not a planet. Suddenly, my very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas didn't work anymore, because now there are only 8 major planets orbiting the sun. Perhaps someone will create a new sentence to help us remember their names and order. Names are important, but they are not the only things to know about the planets. Learning how planets form, where they are located.